Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, pleased to be joined now by Riverside girls basketball coach, that is Craig Burns, presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. Well, coach, we got one game to talk about. You guys didn't play last Friday, but last night, crucial league game at home. Morehill Mounts Academy was in town. Grinder, to say the least. 33-32, you guys get the one-point win. Staying pace towards the top of the league race right now. We'll dive into that in a moment. But take us down the home stretch of that game, coach, in which your team was able to come out by 1 point.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. I mean, Marhill, they was just controlling all aspects of the game. You know, we just couldn't get over the hump. I mean, it was like we was crawling up a sandy hill. I mean, we'd get close or even tie the game, but we couldn't take over the lead. And then they just kept running their offense, running through their best players. You know, they well coached, so they was getting the ball to the right players, and they was capitalizing on scoring. But we just stuck with it. You know, I just kept saying to players, I said, if we're going to be champions at anything, we're going to have to win by grinding it out. I mean, you know, a lot of times you're not going to just win by 20 or 10. Sometimes you're just going to have to just keep grinding when it looks like we're going to might even lose the game. We got to keep that positive mindset. So that's what we just kept saying all the way from half of the third quarter, all the fourth. We just kept saying, hey, we're going to win this game. Let's stay with it. And we finally did some things that we finally took the lead.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, just staying the course, getting the win. That really tightens things up atop the league race right now. Is you kind of look at where things stand. Horton's the only remaining undefeated team left. They've played half their games. They're 5-0. Morehill, you give them their first loss. So the Ravens, you guys, both 5-1 in the league. You got a Troy team that only has one loss. You'll see Jefferson County North on Friday, who sits here at 4-2 in league play. Valley Falls above 500 in league play. I just wanted to get your thoughts top to bottom, at least to this point, what you've seen, the quality of the Northeast Kansas League, maybe compared to years past.
Yeah, this is our second year, and it's balanced. I mean, a lot of good players, well-coached team. And so any night, somebody can knock you off. You know, you just can't walk around like, hey, I got this under control. We're gonna win the league at this point. You know, every game you're going to have to prepare for and be ready to be either knocked off at home. You might say home court advantage. We got this. And then somebody comes and knocks you off. So a well-balanced league, good players, good coaching. And then that makes you have all these headaches for the opponent coaches.
Right. Well, I mean, you guys get another tough one Friday. Quick thought. You guys go to Jefferson County North. You know, Tuesday night, you know, they lost at Troy. That snapped a five-game win streak for them. But that was their fourth game in 6 days. So I think fatigue might have been a little bit of a factor there. Troy got on them and got a running clock in the fourth quarter. But a balanced JCN team that can always have a leading score. It could be different every single night. They're just balanced, quality, good coaching. And a crucial league game at JCN on Friday. What are you expecting in this matchup coming up this week?
Yeah, I haven't seen any film on them yet. I reached out to hopefully get some later on today. But like you said, looking at their scores and reading some things about them, you know, different players can be lead them in scoring. That's basically kind of like us. You know, we've had different people lead us in scoring. We had different people finish the game for us. I was talked to my assistant last night. I was like, I wonder how many different lineups we had that would finish the games for us. I mean, we've had different girls in there in crucial times. And so it seemed like they're kind of like the same. So it's going to be a struggle playing at their place too. So it's going to be a tough game.
Riverside girls basketball coach, that is Craig Burns joining us. We always appreciate it. Big win in the league last night against Morehill Mounts Academy, that final 33-32. They'll try to keep momentum going Friday. Another crucial league contest. This time they'll be on the road at Jefferson County North. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Say, like always, appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Sports, and may God bless.